Dwayne Smith, Vice President of Academic Affairs at Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, Missouri, was offered the job to become the school's 20th president at an alumni conference in Memphis, but the head of the Wilberforce Faculty Association, Richard Deering, says Smith balked at the offer after learning he was not the first choice. Deering says he learned that Herman Felton of Livingston College in Salisbury, North Carolina, was the first choice to succeed interim president Dr. Wilma Mishu.
Dr. Felton from Livingston, he would have been my, and I think the faculty's, first choice. Other qualified individuals recognize the shaky nature of the institution. The question is, why would you give up a real job to come to Wilberforce for a job that might only be just a year?
Deering is referring to the fact that Wilberforce received a show cause order from the North Central Association of Colleges and Schools in June, stating that the university may lose its accreditation based on severe cuts to faculty and staff, plus a $9.7 million deficit and low enrollment. The school's Alumni Association has committed to raise $2 million in cash donations to help launch what university officials are calling a force of change strategy, which will include naming a new president, reorganizing the board of directors, and finding ways to improve the university fiscally and academically. The university, founded in 1856, is the oldest private, historically black university in the nation. Wayne Baker, WYSO.